Hello and warm welcome to systemgorilla.com. Did you know that auto OEMs rely on what the German auto Pope says? If not, you have to meet Ferdinand Dudenhöfer. If you already know him, my podcast will give you a nice new perspective on him. All in all, his insights help strategy building, like I do. By the way, my name is Sepp, and I hope you enjoy. One could also call this podcast the Automotive Oracle, Ferdinand Dudenhöfer and Germany's driving mind. If Germany is the engine of Europe, then its automotive sector is the turbocharger. And within that intricate machine, one man has long been both the mechanic and the metronome. Welcome to stage, Ferdinand Dudenhöfer, often called the Pope of the German automotive economy. Not a CEO, not a car designer, but a prophet in an industry that usually only listens to horsepower, profit margin, and emission targets. Born in 1951 in Karlsruhe, Dudenhöfer didn't come roaring out of the garage with a silver wrench in the hand. No, he studied business administration and economics, earning his PhD in 1985. But even then, it was clear this wasn't just another academic. He had his eyes on the driver of industrial society, and in Germany, that meant one thing, you guess it. Cars. Fast forward to the 90s, and Dudenhöfer had already served in senior positions at Opel, former GM, and Porsche. See in the inner workings of two of Germany's most emblematic brands. But instead of climbing the corporate ladder, he chose the more complicated path, becoming an independent industry voice, a bridge between academia and boardrooms, between policy and performance. In 1996, he founded CAR. Nice wordplay. CAR is the center of automotive research, not in Munich, not in Wolfsburg, but in Duisburg, a steel-hearted industrial city in the Ruhr area. That was no accident that Dudenhöfer wanted to stay close to industry and far from PR spins. At CAR, he built what many now call the crystal ball of the auto world. A place where numbers meet narrative and predictions come with consequences. He was never afraid to poke the German auto giants. He criticized the Dieselgate scandal when others stayed silent. He questioned the sluggish pivot to electrification long before this was even a thing. And when Chinese EV makers began knocking on Europe's doors, he warned, "Germany is in danger of falling behind," he said. These weren't just academic papers buried in journals. Dudenhöfer became a go-to voice for policymakers, CEOs, journalists, and yes, you guessed it, investors. He could explain complex supply chain disruption in 15 seconds on live TV. He could debate ministers on national strategy and usually come out with the last word. For foreign investors listening now, here's what makes Dudenhöfer matter. He translates the German auto psyche. He understands not just how the car is made, but what the car means in German society. He sees the warning signs, the global shifts, the policy missteps, and the innovation windows that this leaves open. Let's take e-mobility, for example. While German automakers wrestled with legacy infrastructure, Dudenhöfer was sounding the alarm. "Don't just electrify the product, electrify the mindset," he said. He warned that without software innovation, startup culture, and faster digital adaptation, German car makers would become the Nokias of mobility, a harsh analogy, but one that got boardroom buzzing. He was right about Tesla's impact. He was early in calling out overproduction risks in ICEs. Internal combustion engines, so the old ones, the conventional ones. And he's been a very sharp critic of protectionist policies that, in his view, blunts innovation and hurts long-term competitiveness. Today, the Pope is semi-retired. but still publishing, still speaking, still calling it like it is. When he talks, markets take notice. Not because he shouts, but because he's one of the few who combines economic data, cultural insight, and industry instinct with such clarity. By the way, System Gorilla has another kind of clarity. Try it out. For auto CEOs listening in, Dudenhöfer is more than a commentator. He's a strategic compass. He constantly reminds the industry technology is not just about engineering. It's about vision, timing, and the courage to unlearn. He challenges the legacy thinking embedded in this old world automaking. Why aren't German OEMs leading the autonomous race? Why is software still outsourced? Where's the platform thinking that made Silicon Valley dominant? These aren't just rhetorical questions for him. They are investment signals. And that's what makes Ferdinand Dudenhöfer so important for global decision makers. He doesn't sell certainty. He sells clarity. And that's much rarer. In a world moving from horsepower to processing power, from factories to ecosystems, his voice is more relevant than ever. So whether you're betting on battery futures, building EV supply chains, or scouting for merger and acquisition opportunities in Europe's tech-driven auto transition, you should be listening to the man from Duisburg. Because behind the headlines, beyond the quarterly reports, and beneath the hood of Germany's most prized industry, Dudenhöfer is still reading the road ahead. You've heard a comment from systemgorilla.com. And if you think that Ferdinand Dudenhöfer is just plain there for publicity, well, you might be right. If you want executive advice that really hits your sweet spot and gives you best clarity in no time, then come visit me. My name is Seb. You find me at systemgorilla.com, and I hope you enjoy your day.